welcome to the Resilient Living Podcast. I am your host, Terilyn Minifield, excited for the year in review. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you that have tuned in this year in order for us to take another step within the process of resilience. You know, our whole goal this entire year was not only to launch a podcast, but to launch a podcast that you could take a hold of the stories, the details, and make them your own. So grateful for all of those that have shared details that make the difference in your life and help us all to move to understand that resilience is something that we go through. It is a process. It becomes your process. That becomes wisdom for everyone that you share your wisdom with or for yourself as you apply it to new situations. Well, this year has been amazing. We launched the podcast on February 1st of 2022, and I am just excited about all that we learned, all of the guests that were here, and all of the details that are making the difference as we move forward. So I wanted to take a few moments this last week of 2022 and talk to you, review some of the greatest highlights, some of the details that continue to make the difference, and all of what we have planned for 2023. Again, when I started this podcast, it was a great distraction. It was a great distraction from all that was going on with me. I was able to pour myself into sharing stories and inviting guests to be able to tell their story. And throughout the entire journey, I continued to learn more about myself. I continued to learn about topics and subjects that I often talk about outside of the podcast. But I was able to relate those topics and conversations to be able to help others discover maybe what they have inside of them or the details that they continue to walk through in order to have more in their life. I started the podcast with a lot of different episodes about me personally, my husband, my daughter, my family, and my health story. You know, then we moved into talking about step-parenting and our blended family. I was able to have in episode 6, Dr. Jean Morrow join me and talk about naturopathy and the difference between that and traditional Western medicine. I had my good friend Nomi Howard talk about being a basketball mom and just the challenges of supporting your children to be all that they can be. You know, we just continue to develop over time all the people in the sphere of my influence that have influenced me to continue to share. We had Elmira Mills join us with Fearless Resilience in episode 9. And then there was my friend Betty Hughes in episode 10 that talked about the joy after diagnosis. We had heartfelt moments with Madonna Brown talking about her miscarriage and insightful personal journey with Anthony Huff talking about forgiving yourself in episode 13. I had a great friend, Felicia Mathis, who's more like a sister, talk about the process of divorce as her love story ended. And then one of my great friends, Pastor Laura Villar, talk about faith over fear in episode 15, where she talked about walking through her husband having a heart attack. And, you know, we just continue to grow from there and continue to develop into deeper topics, family topics. We talked about, you know, resilience in the family in episode 16, you know, diving into more facets of the Minifield kingdom with my son, Josiah, talking about how it is to be a Minifield and him designing and defining what his purpose looked like. In episode 18, I had my good friend Ashley Atkins talk about defining yourself and what that looked like overall as far as your career and the network that you establish to be more and have more professionally. Then I brought my good friend, Dr. Sharenda Rome Beal, who talked about being happy here and the book that she wrote. It was amazing that in episode 19, she was able to share with us a perspective, like a third person perspective of gratitude and wonder and just the blessing of being here. Then I talked about resilience personified with my good friend Sandra Newman, who talked about being a caretaker, and as she is a caretaker, she was learning to take care of herself, and the gratefulness that came with being a part of a family of challenges, a family of victories, and how that those victories turned into a mission to help others have more in their life. I brought my sister back, Dr. Sharinda, with her sister Christy Wright, and they talked about sisterhood and the power that you can have a sister if you needed one, if you want one. You know, we had a great episode in episode 24 talking about sex for the woman that's over 40 and all of what that means. And then I brought my good friend, Eric Winfield, in episode 26, and we talked about being podcasters and his story of redemption, his story of restoration, and what all of that looked like. I mean, I can't thank each and every one of my guests enough for sharing their heart, sharing their wisdom, and sharing the insights that allow their story to add color to their life and allowed us to take a look at their details and how we may be able to resemble or know someone in our life that has those details that they have. We continued talking about hard subjects like the face of abortion with Wendy Campbell, and then the life of a single mom with Tiana Suzuki. And then we got into some fun with Quita Jackson talking about being off the grid and our responsibility to have a sustainable lifestyle that doesn't depend on everyone else, but becomes independent with the skills and the tools that we have available to us. You know, we just continue to grow and continue to shape not only the details and the stories around us, but the people that we have in our lives that add to wisdom in our lives and the fellowship that we have with them. In episode 34, we had Joe Wobson come and talk to us about having time well spent and following the direction of God in his life. And then, of course, we took it to our favorite scientist, Sanjeev Javia, talking about the science of it all and us being responsible for the wellness in our body and the dreams that we have in order to make things happen. We continue to talk to my good friend, oh my gosh, DJ the Mostest, DJ Harris, who talked about the deep roots in being mentally better every day. That sometimes there are people walking around in your life that you know of, but you don't know the depth of what they've gone through and what they've gone through means to their life and how that can influence your life. And then we brought it home with the integrity of our heart and Dean Beaver, just talking about him and dedicating his life at a later age, a later stage in life, to God and all of what God has for him. You know, having a person that has had everything that people aspire for, money, wealth, homes, cars, and then finding that all of those things don't add up to the relationship you can have with the person that you were created by. It's just been absolutely wonderful. You know, we're looking forward to 2023. We have some exciting details that are coming forth. You know, we've established later on in this year that we have a resilient book corner where we're highlighting novels, books that are adding to the level of knowledge that we have and the insight and understanding of what we want to grow from. We're looking at all kinds of different ways to shape what resilience means and for it to become not just a word or a process, but a tangible product that you can identify in your own life and use that process, that wisdom, in order to make your lives better and better for those that are around you. Wow, there's just so many wonderful episodes. There was Kai Blair talking about being the ultimate entrepreneurial and continue to have that spirit in everything she does. Oh my goodness. And then of course, there's my other pastor friend, Barb Pruitt, that talked about God always has her yes. I mean, there were so many episodes, so much variety in what it was that we covered and so much variety of what's coming. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to each and every guest that was a part of the process that, you know, opened their heart, opened their mouth, and opened our understanding of what they wanted to speak on. I'm just forever grateful of the people in my sphere of influence, my friends, my family, that shared more than I ever thought I was going to hear or understand, and more than they even knew the resilience process was going to bring to them. I'm so grateful to each and every one of you. You know, I'd be remiss if I didn't take the time to just shout out all of those people that are listening. You know, we have a great following here in the United States, and I'm so grateful. But there are countries that are tuning in and listening to every work that we're doing, every episode. You know, and it's just, it's an honor and a privilege to talk to all of you out there. So those of you in Barbados, the United Kingdom, Canada, the Bahamas, Japan, India, Germany, France, Italy, Kenya, the Netherlands, the Philippines, Mexico, Iran, Costa Rica, Singapore, and Portugal. Those are the countries that are tapping in, that are sharing what Resilient Living Podcast means to them and finding enough good information that they feel it's important to continue to share and have others listen. And you know, that's what's going to make the difference in this community, us continuing to learn and share and grow right where we're planted. So I just wanted to take this time to thank you for an awesome year, to look forward to a new year, new topics, new discoveries, and more important, helping us tap into the knowledge that makes the difference in every area and everything that we do in our life. I'm so grateful, so honored to have the privilege to bring Resilient Living to you, and just so honored that you take the time to listen. And I thank you. So cheers to 2022. And here we come, 2023. Thanks for listening.